Hi there, welcome to your GCSE Sociology Study podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we're diving into one of the most fascinating and contemporary perspectives in sociology, postmodernism. Now, if you've been studying functionalism and Marxism, you might be thinking, great, another structural theory to memorize. But here's the exciting part. Postmodernism actually challenges everything those traditional theories stand for. It's the rebel of sociology, arguing that the old rules about social class, fixed identities, and grand narratives just don't apply anymore in our modern, media-saturated, consumer-driven world. Over the next 10 minutes, we'll explore exactly what postmodernists believe, why they think society has fundamentally changed, and most importantly, how you can use this perspective to earn top marks in your OCR GCSE exam. So grab your notes and let's get started. Let's start with the big question. What exactly is postmodernism? Well, postmodernists argue that we've moved from a modern industrial society based on production to a postmodern society based on consumption. Think about it. Your grandparents' generation might have defined themselves by their job, their social class, whether they were working class or middle class. But today, you're more likely to define yourself by what you buy, what brands you wear, what music you stream, what you post on social media. This is what sociologists call the shift from production to consumption. In modern society, you were a factory worker or a manager. Your identity was fixed by your economic position. But in postmodern society, you're a consumer with choices. You can pick and mix your identity like items in a shopping basket. This brings us to one of the most important concepts for your exam, pick and mix identities. Postmodernists argue that identity is now fluid, not fixed. You're not trapped by your social class, your gender, or your ethnicity. Instead, you actively construct your identity through consumer choices. You might be into K-pop one month, vintage fashion the next, vegan lifestyle after that. Your identity is constantly shifting, constantly being reconstructed. This is what examiners want to see you explain. The idea that identity is no longer structurally determined, but individually chosen. Now, let's talk about another crucial concept, the decline of metanarratives. A metanarrative is a grand story or theory that claims to explain everything about society. Marxism is a metanarrative. It says everything is about class conflict and capitalism. Functionalism is a metanarrative. It says society is like an organism working towards equilibrium. But postmodernists, particularly Jean-François Lyotard, argue that we no longer believe in these big stories. Why? Because we're exposed to so many different perspectives through globalization and media that we realize there's no single truth, just multiple competing truths. This connects directly to media saturation, another key term for your exam. We live in a world where we're constantly bombarded by media messages, social media, streaming services, 24-hour news, influencers, advertising. Postmodernists like Jean Baudrillard argue that this creates what he calls hyper-reality, where the distinction between reality and media representation breaks down. Think about reality TV. Is it real or is it scripted? Think about Instagram. Are people showing their real lives or carefully curated versions? Baudrillard would say we can no longer tell the difference, and that's the postmodern condition. Finally, let's discuss globalization. Postmodernists argue that globalization has broken down traditional boundaries. You can access culture, products, and ideas from anywhere in the world. You might eat sushi for lunch, watch a Korean drama in the evening, and wear trainers designed in America but made in Vietnam. This cultural mixing, what some call hybridity, means that traditional categories like nationality or ethnicity become less meaningful. You're a global consumer, not just a member of a local community. Now, here's where it gets interesting for your exam. When you're asked to apply postmodernism to specific topics, think about these areas. In the family, postmodernists point to family diversity. No longer is there just the nuclear family. There are single-parent families, same-sex families, reconstituted families, living apart together arrangements. People have choice. In Crime and Deviance, postmodernists focus on how media constructs our understanding of crime. Moral panics, folk devils, media representations of criminals, all of these shape what we think crime is. And in stratification, postmodernists argue that consumption patterns matter more than production. It's not about whether you're working class or middle class. It's about whether you can afford designer brands or shop at Primark. Right, let's talk exam strategy. Postmodernism works brilliantly as a counter-perspective in evaluation questions. If you're asked to evaluate a Marxist view on inequality, you can bring in postmodernism to argue that class is no longer the main dividing line. Consumption and lifestyle choices matter more. If you're evaluating functionalism on the family, postmodernism gives you the ammunition to argue that there's no longer one dominant family type. There's diversity and choice. But here's a critical mistake to avoid. Do not say that social class or gender no longer exist. Examiners will penalize you for this. Instead, say their influence has changed or fragmented. Say that class is less deterministic, not that it's disappeared. Remember, even postmodernists acknowledge that poverty and inequality still exist. They just argue that these are experienced differently in a consumer society. Another common error, confusing postmodernism with interactionism. Yes, both focus on individual agency and micro-level interactions, but postmodernism is specifically about societal shifts like globalization, technology, and consumerism. Interactionism doesn't talk about these macro changes. And here's a top tip. Use specific terminology. Don't just say things have changed. Say fragmentation of identity, decline of meta-narratives, media saturation, consumption over production. These are the buzzwords that show examiners you really understand the theory. For 12-mark or 24-mark questions, structure your answer clearly. Start by defining postmodernism and its key concepts. Then apply it to the specific topic in the question, whether that's family, crime, or stratification. Use specific examples. Mention Baudrillard on hyperreality, Lyotard on metanarratives, or Strinati's five features of postmodern society. Finally, evaluate. Does postmodernism apply to everyone or just the wealthy who can afford consumer choice? What about people in poverty who don't have these choices? Okay, quickfire quiz time. Cover your notes and see if you can answer these. 1. What's the key shift postmodernists identify? From production to consumption. Got it? 2. What are pick and mix identities? Identities constructed through consumer choice, not fixed by social structures. 3. What's a metanarrative? A grand theory claiming to explain everything about society. 4. Who argued that we no longer believe in metanarratives? Jean-François Lyotard. 5. What's hyperreality? When the boundary between reality and media representation breaks down, according to Baudrillard. 6. How do postmodernists view the family? As diverse and based on choice, not one dominant type. 7. What's the main criticism of postmodernism? It ignores the continued importance of poverty and structural inequality. Not everyone has consumer choice. How did you do? If you got most of those, you're on track. Brilliant. Let's recap. Postmodernism argues that society has fundamentally changed from production-based to consumption-based. Identity is now fluid and constructed through choice, not fixed by class or gender. We no longer believe in grand narratives because media saturation and globalization expose us to multiple perspectives. And this has implications for how we understand family diversity, crime representation, and social stratification. For your exam, use postmodernism as a counter-perspective to structural theories. Apply it to specific topics with clear examples, use the right terminology, and always evaluate, does it apply to everyone or just those with money and choices? Remember, postmodernism isn't just abstract theory. It's about understanding the world you actually live in. The world of social media, global brands, streaming services, and constant choice. So when you're revising, think about your own life. How do you construct your identity? What influences you? That's postmodernism in action. Good luck with your revision, and remember, you've got this. Keep practicing those exam questions, and you'll be earning top marks in no time. See you next time.